On the walls are some pictures, portraits, and engravings featuring Lincoln, and some with Lincoln and his family, and some other miscellaneous things. We have a letter that Lincoln wrote to a woman who lost 5 sons in the Civil War, and he expressed his condolences to her and appreciation, the fact that they made these sacrifices for the country. We have a text of the Emancipation Proclamation framed, and it's an interesting type of a version of the Emancipation Proclamation. The shading of the words form a picture of Lincoln.
So don't touch, right?
The books that we have in our Lincoln collection are available for anyone to enjoy and look at. The ones that are a little rarer, the older ones, we do require students and other people to have wear gloves when they read the book.
How'd you get them?
Well, we received a donation of the books from the International Trial Lawyers Association. They had this collection. They received the collection from a doctor, actually, who was working with some of the attorneys in the Trial Lawyers Association on some cases as an expert witness, and he was very appreciative of the work of the attorneys in helping him, so he donated the collection to the Trial Lawyers Association, and then the Trial Lawyers Association was moving in 1998, and they were trying to find a home for it. So one of our alumni, James Ackerman, he thought that the law school would be a great place to house the collection, so the library accepted the donation, and we created the room.
It's Lincoln's 200th birthday today. What's the significance of that?
Well, you know, Lincoln was not only a great president, but he was also a great attorney. And so I think it's nice to have a Lincoln room in the law school because it reminds students of Lincoln's work in the law as well as his importance to the nation. And so I think it's always a good reminder for students.
And being attorney translates well to being president?
Well, we've seen that happen many times in our history, so it's not an uncommon scenario.
But what do you think is the biggest thing that sticks out about Lincoln's presidency?
Well, I think it's his patriotism and desire to see the country stay together, you know, and also his belief in the importance of individual rights and his values that he had. And I think those are the values that have inspired many leaders after, including our current president.
That was my next question. I mean, do you see any parallels between those ideals and Barack Obama?
Oh, definitely. I think he's adopted many of Lincoln's values and beliefs about the importance of freedom and importance of human dignity and his sense of patriotism as well.
Do you have any examples that stick out?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the fact that President Obama has looked to Lincoln as a model in helping him to put his transition team together. He's been reading a lot about Lincoln, and I think he's trying to emulate him in many different ways.
Well, how did Lincoln do the transition team?
Well, Lincoln had a longer transition period because he didn't come into office until March, so he had more time. But I think just his reflective qualities. I think Lincoln was a very reflective person, intellectual, and I think Obama has adopted those qualities in putting together his team.
When this room is not having the exhibit, people just read in here, study in here.
But just a casual place for students to relax between classes. We keep current magazines as well as newspapers in the room. And also it sort of makes this room a nice mix between the modern and the old. You have this historical information, and then you have the modern information from the current news sources, so it's a nice blend.